Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA, who's getting you closer to the game than ever with exclusive prizes. Enter for your chance to win at MichelobUltra.com/courtside. Enjoy responsibly. 2024 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. Michelob Ultra registered courtside sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and up. Begins October 19th, 2023 and ends June 12th, 2024. Multiple entry periods. See official rules at MichelobUltra.com/rules for free entry, entry deadlines, prices, and details. Message and data rates may apply. Void where prohibited.
So, is this on?
Your vomit is stupid. Your father wasn't red.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. Surprise, motherfucker! We're doing a show.
Oh, this just popped up on your iPodcast app.
iPod, that's going back.
No, is that not? What is, isn't it called something weird? It's podcast app.
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. iPodcast is what I was trying to say.
Right. When we started,
which it doesn't exist.
When we started, it was still called iTunes. You know, there was like, hey, find us on iTunes.
Right.
But now they have, they have their own app.
Apple
now.
Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Or Google Play.
No. Spotify. There's Google Podcasts.
Google Podcasts. Spotify. YouTube, of course.
Yes, of course. All those things.
All right. Good enough.
I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano. A lot of our fans didn't think we were going to be doing a podcast this week, since I think the last couple years we didn't do it this week.
We took the week off. We get 1 week off.
Yeah.
It's more than Vince gives his guys. All
right. But we decided to do it next week to take a week off because we looked at that day one card on Raw and we were like, nah, fuck that.
Right.
Yeah. Sure. Next week we won't be here.
There was one recap show this week.
Yeah.
And then next week's show would have also had a recap.
Right.
Because this Friday's a recap show.
Exactly.
So the way we do it, it's like we're going to skip a show. We're both here now. Boom. Show.
Yeah. We're only doing last week's SmackDown recap because, you know, Raw was a 3-hour recap show and that would have been awkward. You know, we open with The Miz and he's welcoming us to the recap show.
Wait, did that happen?
Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, just a green screen thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, I just fast forward just to make sure it was all a recap, which it was.
Right.
Like, some of the best matches. And then I was like, certainly wasn't one of them.
Right.
But
right.
It is what it is. Yeah. I guess we'll go into more detail than we usually do with SmackDown or not. We'll see.
We'll see.
You know.
I mean, at least some stuff happened.
Some stuff did happen, yeah.
You know, that's true. They furthered a couple of tournament matches.
Yes.
Storylines.
Tournaments are important.
And we got a big reveal that we predicted.
Yeah?
One of us predicted who was going to help Escobar.
Oh, yeah. That was a rumor from like a month or two ago that came true. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's awesome.
Sometimes the dirt sheets get it right, you know? Yes. They're not always wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the last WWE recap of the year. We still have AEW coming this week, as well as AEW's World's End pay-per-view.
Is that this weekend?
Yes.
Oh, Saturday?
It's Saturday night.
Those sons of bitches.
Yeah. And then I go on vacation Sunday morning.
Oh.
And it's like, fuck. So we have to record that, and then I have to go to sleep ASAP. But that's not the point. It's AEW World's End. Mm. They might change it to AEW We End. I don't know.
The End. That's it. Just
if by some
AEW The End.
If by some miracle MJF leaves, then yes, it is the end. We'll see. You can catch all of that on patreon.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling. We have to thank one new patron this week. Thank you to Austin Williams for signing up. All right. Clearly wants to see what happens at AEW World End. You know, for the first show of 2024, we always do awards for the past year.
Oh.
You know, awards for 2023. We also have our fan Kyle Foxton, who has the breakdown of, like, the most popular for each category.
Yeah.
But then we also do a fan vote. So if you want to get on the fan vote, you got to join patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And you could literally submit any award that you want. You want to submit, you know, what you think was the best match of 2023. You get to put it. Your vote matters. Unlike the elections in this country.
Jesus. Political.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go. Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. All right. SmackDown opens with the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah. What's up, AJ? I love how they, you know, the show starts and, you know, the announcers are like, yeah, and then it took a turn and we don't know. We want explanation. So a wrestler punched a wrestler.
Yes.
And now they need to know what happened.
I want to know.
Who cares? They're fighting. Just what they do, they fight?
Sure.
Oh, we're both good guys. We can't touch each other. He fucking hit him.
We also...
LA Knight's a douchebag. Everybody knows it.
Is that it?
He went, oh, fuck this guy.
And but we also... I mean, we were also asking, we were like, for months, why did Brock attack Cody? And we still don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know why.
No.
And we've been talking... Speaking of AEW, we still don't know why Don Callis turned on Kenny Omega.
Still don't know.
Still don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's frustrating. You want to know why?
At least AJ told us.
Kind of. Yeah, I mean, I felt like that was weak. So, you know, AJ's super serious now, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
And we'll get into the... What are they called?
What?
What's his group? The club? Not the club. The OC.
The Click.
We'll get into the OC. It's basically the Click. We'll get into them later. But I like that he's serious now, and he's all in black, and it really makes him look, like, super jacked. You know, we talked about that.
Yep.
They
pants.
Showed...
Nice pants. Regular pants, not even tights. Pants.
No, yeah, pants. They showed footage of reminding us why he's even mad at the Bloodline, because I certainly forgot.
Yes.
You know, they showed footage of Solo Sikoa jumping off a platform.
That ridiculous.
Backstage.
Like 15-foot drop onto nothing.
Nothing. Obviously. That's this is what they did all the time in the COVID, like the COVID shows. Which you would see someone jump somewhere and then you don't see the landing.
Yeah.
So like in the replay, it's like, look what Solo Sikoa did to AJ Styles. And then you don't see AJ Styles.
No.
You only see Solo. And it looks like Solo's just like, fuck it. I'm just going to jump on some shit for no reason.
Yeah.
It looks so dumb.
Right. And it's like not even a sound. Like I think it was all pillows. It was like.
So stupid. And then like the next shot is AJ Styles in a neck brace. Oh my God. What did he do? Well, Solo's the one that. Fell 15 feet.
Right.
He should be dead.
And I love how it's funny, like they react like they're seeing it happen.
Yeah.
Like it's all, oh God. Oh my God. What did you see?
They're watching like 9/11. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, I can't believe I'm watching this. This is surreal. I never want to see this ever again in my life.
Yeah. It's almost like you're watching a football game and the TV cuts off. Oh my God.
It's a final play. No. Yeah. So AJ says Randy Orton and LA Knight both want Roman Reigns, but I don't give a damn about them. I want Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble.
Mm.
So LA Knight walks out and he tells AJ, you can have Roman Reigns after I have him first, but after what happened last week, the first name on my list is AJ Styles. Yeah. And this is where we learn the reason why AJ Styles is pissed. And it's because LA Knight replaced him in the tag team match with John Cena.
That's right.
Against the Bloodline, which led to LA Knight getting the title match at Crown Jewel.
Sure.
And I feel like that's a weak reason.
Horrible, because AJ, you were hurt. You couldn't wrestle.
Someone has to do
Someone had to step up.
Yeah.
A thank you would be in order.
Right.
In my eyes.
It's like he's as mad as... The Bloodline that he is with LA Knight, that just doesn't seem to add up.
No.
He should be way more upset at the Bloodline.
And LA Knight's a big pussy, man.
He is.
Why is he not punching LA KJ Styles?
Immediately.
He's like, that's a sucker punch.
Yeah.
You beat someone up for sucker punching you.
For sure. So then Randy Orton walks out and he says, you know, 18 months, bloodline, nothing's going to get in my way. Then Knight points out the fact that the bloodline took out Orton and Styles, but not him, which means he's bulletproof and he gets Roman Reigns. It's like, well, you just had Roman Reigns. You were the last one.
How was he? Yeah.
You know, pretty good.
Yeah.
So then Nick Aldis walks out and he says, In two weeks.
Yeah.
We present SmackDown.
Jesus.
New Year's Revolution. And we'll have a triple threat match.
Oh, you go.
And the winner faces Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble.
Come on.
And somehow I convinced Mickey James to fuck me. For life.
He's so boring.
He's so boring.
I don't understand. Like, you had Adam Pearce and Triple H was like, you know what would be great? Two of them.
They hinted turning him heel early.
Yeah.
And then they never did it. And nope.
Now he's the opposite.
He's a cocky face. Who wants this?
I know.
He's a cocky face.
Like, if you're a wrestler, it could work, LA Knight, but not a fucking GM.
No.
Yeah, I don't like it. He's the worst.
And he's huge.
But it's like a robot trying to be cocky.
I wouldn't fuck with this guy. They're both too big to be GMs because they're both former wrestlers.
Yeah.
Aldis is a former champion. I get it. It's not canon. But the guy's fucking huge.
Right.
It looks like he's still in amazing shape.
Both GMs.
Like, I wouldn't get in his face.
Both GMs are former NWA World Heavyweight Champions.
Jesus.
That was like, remember a couple years ago, they had... It was going to be Adam Pearce versus Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble. And that was like official for a week. And we were like, what the fuck are they thinking? And then marks online were like, well, Adam Pearce is a four-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion. And I said, no, he isn't.
No.
Not on this show, he's not.
He is not.
They didn't even mention it on WWE.
Right.
So he's not. That's not canon.
Right, exactly.
No one knows who the fuck Adam Pearce is.
Yeah. That's like a guy plays a boxer in one movie.
Yeah.
And then he's a computer nerd. And he's like, yeah, but he played a boxer in this movie. It's a different fucking movie. Yeah. Different characters, different everything.
And it's a movie that no one saw.
Anyone.
Yeah.
Did it even happen? That's my question.
Exactly.
Heard rumors.
One thing I do like about Triple H taking over is people aren't saying the Royal Rumble pay-per-view or the Royal Rumble match, you know?
Yeah, it's
like
always
people
confusing.
Are like, I am entering the Royal Rumble match. It's like, well, yeah, what else would you... What are you entering? The pay-per-view?
Right.
You know, and now this year, for like the first time in, I don't know, 5 years, because Vince McMahon has been making people say that, like, I challenge you at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view or special event or
yeah.
premium live event, whatever the fuck they call it. And then, or, you know, I'm going to win the Royal Rumble match. I'm glad they're not doing that anymore. People know what the Royal Rumble is.
Yeah.
So I do like that. But, you know, Orton makes the most sense to win this triple threat match.
They've thrown a lot of people into it. It can't be LA Knight. You can't give him back-to-back losses. He's not Brock Lesnar where he's bulletproof after back-to-back losses.
No.
So it goes down to AJ or Orton. It's like, are we saving Orton? Like, why? My question is this, if it's not AJ. Why go through all of this when Orton came out, challenged him, and it was kind of a done deal as far as I thought?
Sure.
Why add all this shit to it if Orton just wins the triple threat?
Maybe Triple H cares about, you know, number one contender matches like we do.
Or they just need a reason for people to tune in to
That's true. That's this true, event. Too. That's true, yeah. too. I so mean, they're, you know, they're SmackDown is now a pay-per-view, you know what I mean?
Right.
Which is what AEW does. They're like, hey, the winter is coming. Pay-per-view on free TV.
Yeah.
You know, so AEW does
this,
a lot.
So wait, so this Friday is the recap one.
Yeah.
So it's January 5th
yeah.
is when they're doing all mm-hmm. this?
So we'll recap that.
Right.
But yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't mind a Fatal 4-Way. You know, I could see the bloodline attacking all of them. And then, you know, it's happened before. Nick Aldis is like, you know what? Fuck. All four of you now. It's going to be a Fatal 4-Way. I wouldn't mind that either.
Maybe. But then you're taking some big names possibly out of the Rumble.
Yeah.
You need LA Knight in that Rumble. Because you need him to be the guy everyone thinks is going to win and then doesn't. If it's going to be Punk or yeah. Cody.
It's going to be a lot of those names.
Yeah.
I mean, Styles and Knight could also just fight each other at the pay-per-view before, you know, and be in the Rumble.
That's what's going to happen. They'll have a match and be in the Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So later backstage, Roman Reigns makes Paul Heyman bring Nick Aldis to him, and Roman tells Aldis...
Hold on, that's kind of... I kind of like that little. He's like, wise man, who's the new GM?
Right.
Like Nick Aldis. And he goes, bring him to me. Like, so, like, Roman's just so good at being a heel now. Yeah. Like, he's so good at being an asshole.
Right.
I'm guessing he's just being himself because that's when they're the best. When they're there.
Of course.
This is who Roman is, baby. Joe well, Table. What is his name?
Everyone says that, I mean, you know, they could just be saying that because they work for the company, but
yeah.
Everyone said, even Chris Jericho, that Roman Reigns is like a great guy. So everyone seems to like him. I don't know, but it's just.
So he says, get him. And then first, Paul Heyman's like, this is not the guy. He's like, no, get him.
Yeah.
Like, no, no.
No, bitch. He's not like Adam Pearce. He's not going to suck your balls.
But he gets him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm glad that it was like, he's like, no, no, no. Go fucking get him.
Yeah.
He's like, okay.
Of course. Right.
Yeah.
So Roman tells Aldis that he should have asked him before booking the triple threat match and Styles versus Solo. I'm the tribal chief. I run things around here. But Aldis tells Roman, actually, I run SmackDown now. And I'm looking forward to seeing who faces you at the Royal Rumble for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. And I really hope we can get to know each other better.
Aw.
You know? That's and nice. Roman's like, he kind of just slapped Roman with his dick. And Roman took it, but
what's he going to do in the moment?
Yeah. I mean, he's beating up Adam Pearce, I imagine. They could be setting, you know, they could be setting up some sort of match. I don't know.
Yeah.
I doubt it, though. Roman only fights a few times a year.
For sure.
You're not going to waste it on Nick Aldis.
No.
Maybe someone else.
Right.
Next up, we have, oh, God. We have Bianca Belair, Zelina Vega, Meechin, and Shotzi versus Damage Control in a Holiday Havoc match.
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A Holiday Havoc match. Commentary multiple times was like, this is more like a Halloween match.
Yeah.
It was like, well, yeah. You fuck it. You have a thing that's called Halloween Havoc. It's a pay-per-view.
Holiday Havoc.
Holiday Havoc. Shotzi unwraps, you know, they've done this before.
Yeah.
Shotzi unwraps a present and she gets a chair. And then Michael Cole asks Corey Graves, what do you think Shotzi wants for Christmas? And Graves says, Cole, that's a loaded question, and I like my job. And then they laugh. So another inside joke? Like what?
Yeah,
she what? Likes Come? Everyone to run.
Yeah, what is I'm not answering that question. It's cum.
Shotzi, buckets this is from everyone cum. In the locker room. It's full. Yes, we all filled it for you.
Can I have this, by the way?
I have another one. Yeah,
oh, thank you, Cooper.
So, yeah, it's like another inside joke. Like, what? She just, the whole locker room just runs a train on her. They're like, ah, ha, ha, good old Shotzi.
She's the new page here.
Yeah. I just, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
They do all these inside jokes now that Vince isn't there to shut them. They also don't talk as much anymore. Which I do like,
right.
Because it's less hearing Michael Cole. Because like I feel like if the you know watching these matches, sometimes there's like there's just 20 seconds where the commentary's not talking, and I'm like, that's weird. Why aren't they talking? And it's because we're used to them constantly talking. And Vince would be like, say something, you son of a bitch. You
know? Michael, repeat after me: up and down. What a move, vintage, vintage.
Michael Cole, say something. They just hit a move. Say something. I don't know what the move is. Just say something. Up and down.
Up yeah. and down. Fuck.
Fuck, that sucks. Well, that's what you're going to call every move now.
You started it.
Like, oh. Yeah. So then, Meechin.
We really think Vince is not doing anything right now?
I wouldn't say anything. No, I think Triple H does. I think
they're in that weird. Good, finish it.
Yeah. No, I think Triple H does run the shows, but like in terms of like the ultimate decision of who's going to beat Roman Reigns or when's that going to end? If Triple H was like, you know, going to be like, all right, so next month, the Royal Rumble, we're going to dethrone, you know, Roman Reigns, you know, Vince and maybe the CEO of Endeavor's like, hold on. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I also don't think Triple H is that stupid, but still.
I wonder if Vince is like, I should have never sold my creation. I have no control. But well, those like, rumors were like, they're trying to get him out. Like, if they're like, hey, we don't want to make this public, just stop going to Raw. Let Triple H run it.
I get it. Like these, I mean, people like Vince McMahon, right? They just want more money and more power. But like at the end of the day, could you even spend $1 billion?
No.
You know?
No.
So, like, that's my thing. My thing is always, like, you know, how much money do you really need? You know, Vince sold. Now he's made billions. And if he's, and he's recently sold more to make a lot more. And he can still sell a bunch more to make more billions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, now he's 80 almost. What are you going to do with that money?
I think it's
buy
like,
another boat? Like, I don't know. Like, what do you do?
I don't know.
Buy, like,
you want to get to that secret island.
Yeah, the Epstein Island.
Yeah.
Whoever's running that island now.
Yeah. Whoever's running that. Because someone's definitely still running that island.
Some people think that they faked Epstein's death and he's on that island right now.
Probably. You know, they snuck him out of there. Hey, look it, bro. The easiest thing was to fake your death and get you back in what you do.
I mean,
set up children for us to fuck.
Yeah. I mean, if you believe that they killed him, then you could certainly believe that they pretended to kill him.
Sure. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a doctor's like, I'm doing the autopsy. Another doctor comes in and goes, take a break. Yeah. Who the fuck are you? Take a break.
The autopsy.
All right.
Yeah. Well, he was choked to death.
Huh?
By a rope? No. No, there were two thumb imprints right there.
That's what they said.
Okay. No, but he killed himself? Yeah, I guess. Yeah. All right. He choked himself. Gah.
Yeah. Anyway, he's dead and we burned him and it's over and there's no more investigations.
There's no body. There's no cameras. No cameras. Yeah, they didn't work for those 20 minutes.
There's no cameras, but there's a legit doctor taking his body out. Isn't that a plastic surgeon? It's a doctor! It's the only one we can find.
They finally released the footage, and he's just, like, eating a meal. And then it goes blank for 20 minutes. And then the next shot is he's just, like, he's hung.
And it's like this, right?
He's hanged.
It's like this. Yeah. He's hanged. And he looks up.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. The camera's still running? Sorry.
All right, back to this shitty match.
Yeah.
So then we have Meechan and Vega. It's a big brawl. There's no tags, right? Mm-mm. Meechan and Vega get in the ring, and they just start hopping up and down in the ring together like idiots.
I don't know what. I don't.
Because they're going to go for a suicide dive. But, like, they're just waiting because that obviously it's not going to happen.
Like, right before our brother Dominic would do the swan dive thing.
Yeah.
He'd hop, hop, hop on those old videos.
Yeah.
Then he would do it.
But that's like, they're like, you know.
The dolphin dive, whatever.
10 years ago, once they started doing, like, once, like, NXT got big in the Performance Center, all of a sudden everyone was doing suicide dives in WWE.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, the Shield would do it every match, the Wyatt family, and then all of a sudden, like, every match is suicide dives, and it's so overdone now. But they would jump up and down to let the crowd know, like, look, we're about to do a suicide dive. And that's what they're doing, but they're doing it for, like, 20 seconds, waiting for Kairi and Asuka to get in the ring to hit them with Candy Cane kendo sticks.
Right.
So that eventually happens. Then Belair and Shotzi hit Kairi and Asuka with their own candy cane kendo sticks.
Very well done.
Then Belair and Meechan suplex Bayley onto an empty but wrapped present.
Yes.
An empty but wrapped box. Even Michael Cole said there's nothing in there.
There's everything else had something in it, I believe.
Yeah.
Except this one box.
Yes. Michael Cole was like, wow, that person was locked really out. Cheap. It was like, that's your company.
Who? Who's giving these gifts to someone?
Couldn't put something?
No.
Some fucking WWE merch they couldn't put in these boxes?
Did we get to the box on top of Io's head?
That's next.
Coming up, okay.
Belair put another empty box on Io's head, and then Belair put Io on her shoulders, and then Shotzi hit her with a drop kick from the top rope.
Hold on. When she put the box
went flying.
On Io's head.
Yeah.
She did some nice Japanese wrestling stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just
taking
it off, the box off,
she
wandered around like Frankenstein, just not knowing what to do.
Just like every year with the pumpkin, whoever gets the pumpkin, they run around.
Like, no, calm down. Just take it off. Just lift it.
Dominic bullshit!
So bad.
Vince, you know what? Vince gets to write one thing every week, I think we found out.
This is such good shit.
I think he is coming right there. He's didn't one of our fans say that during that clip?
Yeah.
This is such good.
He's watching at home with one of his 10 girlfriends, and he's like, you see that? That was me. Boom. Boom. That was me right there. A box on the head. Isn't it funny?
You see that? Yes. Why are you speaking? On the balls. It's hypothetical.
That's funny, right? Yeah, you agree.
Yeah, that's all I want to hear.
Hey, wait, you stop for a second?
Yeah!
You stopped sucking my balls for 2 seconds?
You're fired.
You bitch.
Bring me another bitch. Hey, Laurinaitis, I've got one for you.
I can't wait till she's sucking his dick and she doesn't shut the fuck up and he can't get it. He can't come. This is awesome. What a prank.
God. Vince, I don't know if this one's up to snuff. Where are the Bellas? I can't come. Wait, twins, I'm coming.
Where are the twins?
Wait, I looked at a photo of the twins. Oh, I love stepdaughter porn. When Nikki gets stuck in her own sister, I have to pull them apart.
In her own sister. Oh, boy. All right. Next up, Kyrie unwraps a trash can lid and murders Shotzi with it.
Dude, what the fuck was that?
Even Cole's,
I'm not sure
like,
if that's best move or worst move.
Even Cole said she decapitated her.
She had it. She had it thin side.
Yeah.
And then whipped around like that. Like
her
you
neck.
Went, oh,
like
my
her
God.
Neck. Yeah.
What the fuck?
And then after that, she throws Shotzi into a tree, into
and,
a Christmas
and I
tree.
I think Shotzi's dead.
She's
I haven't
dead.
Looked it up yet, but I think she passed away.
Yeah.
That hit R.I.P. hard.
Yes.
What was that? It was. It didn't dent where it was an easy, soft aluminum type of situation.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Then Vega hit Kyrie with a soft chair shot to the back.
Yeah.
And then Dakota Kai threw a pumpkin pie in Vega's face. Christmas.
Great. Okay.
Like commentary was constantly like just burying this match.
They were.
Corey Graves was like, that's a pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
It must be rotten. It's from Halloween. Like even they hate it. It's like, it's so, you know, it sucks when commentary can't even pretend to like this match.
He's like, hey, you see that pumpkin pie in Vega's face? I'd say more, but I don't want to get in trouble. Am I right, Cole?
Oh, what's all that white cream on Vega's face? It looks like what we did to her. No, just kidding. I like my job. Yeah. So she gets the pumpkin pie, and then Asuka spits the mist in Vega's face.
I thought it looked great. Best dressed. Vega had like yellow and orange and blue from the mist. I was like, oh, she's so colorful.
Best dressed.
Best dressed.
Then Asuka and Kyrie open two big person-sized boxes.
For sure.
Who could it be?
Two people-sized
and
human boxes.
When I saw those boxes, I was like, who could be in there? Who could be in there? It's got to be someone from another show, because I'm pretty sure all the women that are on SmackDown
are in
are
match.
There.
Yes.
So who's coming? Is Becky coming? Like, who is it? And I totally forgot because I didn't even know they still existed. But it's Alba Fire and Isla Dawn.
Where?
I mean,
where have they?
Where the hell have you been?
Who are you?
That's right.
I mean, this is almost like AEW bad.
I would have loved if Eric was here to see if he can name them.
Yeah, right. This is almost AEW level bad.
So bad guys open boxes that had bad guys in
yes.
it. And the bad guys hit the bad guys.
And Asuka sees Alba Fire.
Yeah.
And Asuka screams as if she's seeing The Undertaker.
Right.
Ah!
Yeah. What? Why?
It's like, punch no. Them. First of them. All, there's nothing scary about these girls.
No.
Nothing at all.
No.
Alba Fire is just a skinny girl.
Maybe if it was Shotzi, you see her hair, you just kind of do like a jump take.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Asuka, Shotzi. You have like war paint on.
Yeah.
And you're screaming from her?
I don't know.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
So Fire and Dawn take out the Kabuki Warriors as Bayley watches from 2 feet away.
Right.
She's just like, hey!
Yeah.
Stop it!
I don't know.
And then Belair hits Bayley with the KOD. But then Belair lays down so Io can conveniently give Belair the moonsault off the top rope.
I didn't understand what happened there. She literally just kind of like, okay.
This is so... Yeah. Then instead of pinning Belair... Io hits Belair with her finishing move.
Right.
Her finisher. That's it. Io stands up and celebrates.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
This whole match.
Stupid, stupid, yeah. Stupid, 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 stupid.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stupid.
Then Meechan hits Io with Eat Defeat, which is one of the worst moves in wrestling. It's so dumb and bad. And then she gives Io a senton through a table for the win.
And new.
Yeah, well, it's a four. It's an eight woman.
I don't know.
Come on.
Okay. All right.
How dare you?
Why would they have Io take the pin? Oh, so Meechan can fight her.
Meechan is getting a title shot at New Year's Revolution. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Io is plus $1 billion. So you have to bet $1 billion to win 100.
I'm going to put all my money on Io, and I'll win that quarter, and I'll be happy with it.
Exactly. And then after the match, Corey Graves yelled, "Hallelujah! Holy crap! Where's the Tylenol?"
I'll give him that.
So he's a fan. I'll give him that. I mean, you know, lots of people are fans of Christmas Vacation. But that was one fucking garbage match, man. That belongs on AEW Rampage, not even Dynamite.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Triple H? Who the fuck did who produced this? Next up, we have Butch versus Dragon Lee for the NXT North American Championship. Because Butch just challenged him backstage. He's like, I don't have friends anymore, so I want to do this.
Sheamus heel turned me and doesn't answer my calls. Whatever that means.
Yeah. Butch broke all 10 of Dragon Lee's fingers.
Yes, they're broken.
Both of Dragon Lee's arms.
He did this.
Yeah.
He sold it. Well, if you're going to sell it, that means they're broken.
No. Yeah, he goes, ah! And then,
yeah. And then he's like grabbing and, yeah.
Butch goes for the bitter end, but Lee countered with a Canadian destroyer. And then he wins with Operation Dragon. That's the name of his shitty move.
Yeah.
Operation
Dragon.
Dragon. Handshake after the match. And then later backstage, Pretty Shitty bullies Butch again. So he attacks them again, but this time officials separate them. And then Nick Aldis tells Butch, find a tag team partner and you'll face Pretty Shitty at New Year's Revolution. So who the fuck's that going to be? Is it just going to be Sheamus?
Yeah. Sorry, bro. Kip Wilson, Elton Prince.
I think it's
Kit.
I think it's Kit.
Fuck! I was close because I really...
I don't even know, honestly.
I really wanted to say Kip.
I don't even know.
Maybe because Kip up?
Kit,
nip up?
Kit. Kit Wilson? It's Kit Wilson.
Damn it! I was so close. I wanted the button. See, I like the button, Eric.
I mean, you corrected yourself.
You fucking mark!
That's fair. That's fair.
And what's their actual name? It's not Pretty Shitty.
Come on. It's,
no, it's Pretty Shitty. Just kidding.
That's what it should be. Yeah.
Next up, we have Kevin Owens versus Carmelo Hayes, semifinals of the United States Championship Tournament.
Yeah.
Mid-match, Hayes pointed to the Titantron because they had the United States Championship graphic there. Is this his WrestleMania sign?
Yeah.
Like, it's not really for that?
This is always ever going
to
get.
He points to the sign, and then Kevin Owens kicks him like, idiot. Why'd you point to the sign?
Yeah.
Like, I was hoping that maybe with Triple H taking over, like, we're not going to have as much sign pointing come WrestleMania.
Because you know, season. Triple H didn't point.
No.
He just looked at it.
He just tilted his head and looked. I get it. You win the Rumble. You win the Rumble, fine. Those two people could point. But everyone else doesn't need to point.
No.
You know?
Right.
KO went for a pop-up powerbomb, but Melo countered with the code breaker or first 48. I don't know why it's called that. Then Melo went for nothing but net off the top rope, but Owens moved, hit the pop-up power bomb, but Melo kicked out.
Mm.
So KO hit a swanton bomb and a stunner for the win. And then Owens helped Melo up after the match, and they shook hands.
How I don't nice. Like that.
All these matches shaking hands.
Because Owens closer to Stone Cold than he is like a real face.
Yeah.
And I'd rather him just be like, fuck off. I won. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But I love that's this stuff,
when they,
by the way.
When they have the NXT guy, hey, you could hang here. Oh, wow, from Kevin Owens.
He's in the semifinals. He clearly can hang. He's a good wrestler. You don't need our fucking...
I know, but they like to do that shit.
Yeah, right. Fine.
Next up.
He lost. I can lose.
Yeah.
Wow, great job. Loser.
Next up, we have another video promo from Karrion Kross. And now he's taking credit for the bloodline crumbling.
This is actually kind of funny.
He's taking credit
Remember Bray Wyatt when he would fight someone, they would turn? That's what he's doing.
He's taking credit for Drew McIntyre turning heel, Nakamura turning heel, and Rey Mysterio for hitting his own son.
That's kind of funny.
That's funny.
In front of his own mother.
Yeah.
Like she was like, slap that bitch.
And then Cross says, the greatest proclamation is soon to be forgotten. Without a scribe, without authors. Authors!
I hope you're right.
And then Scarlett says, do you see the vision? And then she screams, and then they flash images on the screen. If you pause it, you could see the silhouettes of Paul Ellering with the Authors of Pain.
Was it Authors of Pain?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
One, it's not even, you can't even debate it at this point.
So if the Authors of Pain, Ellering,
yeah,
Karrion Kross, and Scarlett are all together,
yes,
that is called a
group.
I think there's another word in wrestling.
A collection of people.
Say it.
Stable!
Stable! And fucking, it would be a great stable. Like, day one, that would be like the best stable in 10 years.
Yeah.
Cross and the Authors of Pain? Seriously. Holy shit.
Sure.
Instant fucking number one of the decade stable.
Number one of the decade. Easy. Hey, hold on a second.
What? You fucking mark.
Look, the bloodline's been okay, right? Like with Sammy, the bloodline's number one. When Sammy left, no, they like fall to like eight. And now they're just a mess. They did the whole thing. They're on too long.
Yeah.
And Jimmy going, B-b-b-b-b-b-. No, it doesn't make any sense. You're either in or you're out. I can't wait for this stable.
So that'll be three wrestlers and two managers.
So what? That's
interesting.
Sure.
I say throw in Nikki Cross. Just throw her in there.
Yeah.
You know, add her.
Yes.
So you have another wrestler there.
Yeah. And then she starts jumping on Karrion when he wins. And Scarlett's like,
that's so fucking hot.
Yeah.
No, you hate it.
All right, I hate it.
Exactly.
There's got to be one other wrestler that would fit in there.
I mean, the Authors of Pain were never great wrestlers, but they look great. And Ellering's a great manager, man.
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
Ellering's awesome.
Yes.
It was one of the, you know, they were great in NXT. And then the Authors of Pain make their main roster debut on Raw. And then Paul Ellering comes out with the Authors of Pain. They win their match. And then Paul Ellering's like, this is great. And then Vince says, hey, Paul, come here.
Yeah.
We never needed you.
You're too old to be on TV.
Yeah.
Vince, you're older than me. Yeah.
I'm a genius.
I love how they did it that one day. They all come out and the authors are just like,
no. And we don't need you anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But this should be cool, you know? We'll see if they finally, if Cross gets a push or are they just a jobber stable? I don't know.
I'm at like a three-quarter chub for this right now.
Yeah, sure. Telling you. Next up, we have Bobby Lashley. See, it's not even people we necessarily like that much, but stables are cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Next up, we have Bobby Lashley versus Santos Escobar. Another semifinal match in the United States Championship Tournament.
Yeah.
Lashley and the Street Profits are baby faces.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
They are.
It's not even a question.
No.
Maybe they always were.
I think they're...
Like, Lashley gets his leg injured in the match, and he's selling an injured leg the whole match to get sympathy. That's babyface.
Yeah.
And it's, like, Santos Escobar, who's, like, 2 feet shorter than him. But, okay. Yeah. Lashley set up for the Hurt Lock, but then someone in a luchador mask hopped the barricade, so security grabbed him. Then another masked man shows up, and both masked men beat up the Street Profits.
Yeah.
They're
like, look at those moves. They're clearly not fans.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
This distracts Lashley and Escobar wins with a roll up. Because how else could he beat Lashley, of course.
Right.
After the match, Escobar takes off the masks to reveal Humberto Carrillo and Angel Garza.
Former U.S. champion Humberto Carrillo.
No,
that's right. No, no.
Former worst bet ever.
Former, I think it's what started my landslide of losing bets.
I must have won something because there's a couple dollars here. Maybe it was the Samoa Joe bet that we made where wouldn't show up or did show up. I don't know.
Right.
Anyway.
Something like that.
Yeah. Look at these guys doing something.
Sure.
Yeah, we got LWO versus another stable. Same guys.
Hey,
interchangeable.
Los Lotharios, maybe they win the tag titles this year. Right? What do you think?
Don't do this. You know I'll do it.
Come on.
Hey, if the LWO had him, I'd double down for sure.
Yeah, sure. Next up, we have a video promo from Logan Paul. Logan mentions Kevin Owens and Santos Escobar in the finals of the tournament. This is right after the finals were set. And this is obviously a pre-recorded video.
No, this was live.
They made no effort to even show that this, like, to even pretend that it was live. You know?
Yeah.
Like he cut iPhone promos earlier in the show for both matches, like, shitting on the guys. Like, why not just cut another iPhone promo being like, wow, it's those two guys in the finals? But it's like, no, this is obviously pre-recorded.
Sure.
And he goes, oh, it's between a guy who cried over Rey Mysterio and the other won't take his shirt off in the pool, which is funny.
Yeah.
And then he also said KO looks like if Reddit were a person, which is also pretty funny.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. So, you know, he's good.
Why couldn't they sign him to be there like 50% of the time?
Because he's fucking busy.
So good. I mean, what is he doing?
He doesn't need to.
Stupid YouTube videos.
He doesn't need to.
Come on.
They're paying him like $10 million just to do this.
Oh, God.
And then he boxes. He does his podcast. He has prime energy.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do it full time. If he fucking wanted to, he would.
Then you can't be champion. Sorry. Actually, it's kind of cool.
What would be better, this or Santos Escobar?
It's this. I just want to see more of him because he's so good.
Right. He's obviously going to fight KO at Royal Rumble.
Oh, my God.
Does he lose his first title defense?
No.
No?
No. His brother will. Somebody will interfere in that match.
But don't you? I mean, you kind of need some champions on that show.
I know, but like, don't you? Yeah. Don't you have LA Knight beating him at WrestleMania? LA Knight needs a title. Maybe. He's not winning any main titles, and he's so over.
Right.
KO doesn't need it right now. I think he'll lose.
I guess, because you know Logan Paul will be at Mania. Yeah, give it to a new babyface, like LA Knight, who hasn't had one shit yet.
Yep.
The only thing LA Knight's won was the Ted DiBiase's $1 million championship.
Right, right.
And then Cameron Grimes won it from him and then retired the belt.
Although KO losing to Logan Paul doesn't sound right. It just doesn't sound right.
No.
But I think he'll lose.
Yeah, it's... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a tough one. Next up, we have AJ Styles versus Solo backstage. Before the match, Meechin gives Styles a hug and says, "We missed you." But Styles cringes.
He's like, "Fuck off."
Yeah, he's like, "Ugh." And then Carl Anderson says, "We haven't heard a thing from you. We didn't expect you back." And Luke Gallows says, "We good?" And then AJ, like, you know, moves Meechin's arms off him. And he's like, "I don't know. Are we?" It's like, "Yeah, stay away, AJ."
Right?
I like how anytime someone's gone with an injury and they come back, everyone's like, you didn't call us. You didn't text. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
You guys just don't talk or text, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, how are the Good Brothers still employed?
I don't know.
Is this just to keep Styles happy?
I don't know.
Like, okay, so you're telling me that they're not talented enough to be on the show without Styles, right? That's what they're saying. Because they haven't. Once AJ was out, you never saw them.
And Carl then Anderson just get rid of one them. Match, maybe?
One match.
Yeah.
And who do we fight?
I don't know.
Like, maybe Jimmy Lashley. Or something?
Jimmy?
Was it Lashley? I thought it was the Bloodline. Yeah, because they took him out. So maybe he lost to Solo.
Oh, yes.
Hey!
That's right, it was. It was like a three-minute match, and he lost Solo, yeah.
Right. And like... Carl Anderson used to have like that fucking six-pack, man. It was like an eight-pack, and he was... in incredible shape. Now he has no packs.
No packs.
He's just got like a beer belly again.
Zero packs.
It's like, damn, that's a shame.
Yeah.
So Styles goes for the phenomenal forearm, but Solo caught him and went for the Samoan spike. But AJ ducked and almost won with a roll up. You knew how this match was going to end once it's... because you know Styles can't lose.
Neither one of them can lose
his
right
first
now.
Match back. And Solo never loses.
Never, yeah.
You know, like never gets pinned.
Pinned, right.
Yeah, so Styles ends up hitting the phenomenal forearm, but Solo rolls out of the ring, and then Roman Reigns runs out and attacks AJ for the DQ. AJ gets the upper hand, but Solo saves his tribal chief, and then Roman and Solo start beating up AJ together, but then Randy Orton runs out for the save. But then Jimmy Uso runs out and attacks Orton, but then LA Knight runs out for the save. Knight and Orton clear the ring. Then Styles yells at Knight and Orton, and then he attacks Knight and Orton. Yeah. And this leads to all three of them brawling to end the show while the Bloodline watches. This whole time, like, when they threw the Bloodline out, I thought they were all going to, like, the three of them just stand together. And then Styles is like, all right, thanks for having my back. And Knight's like, yeah, we're cool. Bam, BFT.
Yes.
And then it's like, okay, we're cool now. You got me. I got you. And it shows that Knight's not a pussy, but he right. was a fucking pussy.
Correct.
You have to get one back.
You have to.
It should have ended with BFT, the show's over, instead of they're brawling and, all right, bye, guys. Well, no, I want to see what happens.
I guess Knight beats him at Royal Rumble then.
I guess.
They're letting him look like a bitch because he gets over, maybe.
But, yeah. And Styles just attacks both of them. Like, that's just dumb.
Yeah.
It's dumb on him. And I guess he's tweening right now, AJ Styles. Not a heel or a face, but he's just kind of a, he's transfacial right now. There's nowhere else to say it.
Not a heel or a face. He's just a dick. He's just a dick.
He's just a dick.
He's just a dick.
So, the show ends very anticlimactically, which, you know, if you just did the BFT, it's like, okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, that's all for SmackDown. So let's give some awards. Mm. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I'll go Shotzi.
Shotzi.
Yeah.
I went Carl Anderson. Like he looks like, remember the Ascension? Mm-hmm. He looks like he was like with that fucking beard, that
Victor
long.
Or Connor?
Victor.
Victor.
He looks like Victor of the Ascension.
Yeah.
He didn't look good.
Not good.
Best dressed?
I'll go Kyrie.
Yeah, I was going to say, which member of Damage Control
yeah.
did you have? I went Dakota Kai.
Okay. She's looking you know, good, really.
She just looks fun. Worst acting.
I'm going to go Nick Aldis.
Nick Aldis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It was so, like, when he was just talking and...
Roman Reigns, it's going to be a triple threat match at New Year's Revolution. Mickey James, come blow me.
You know, I just thought it was boring.
That's weird. I heard your accent in reality, but through the synthesizer.
It doesn't come through.
It doesn't come through. It's weird.
Yeah, best acting.
We're about to speak one night. I'm going to go Roman. I thought Roman was really...
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Good.
Yeah, no one, like, really stood out because... No one really cut a promo, but yeah, I put LA Knight just for whatever.
Yeah.
Although he acted like a bitch, so I'm going to change it to Roman.
Yeah.
Worst comment?
I'm going to go where he's like, at Halloween it was candy corn, now it's candy canes. He didn't say it right.
Who
he
was
clearly
that?
Wasn't
Cole or
Cole
Graves?
Said that. He clearly was trying to say something like candy corn canes, and now it's just candy canes. I think it's what he meant to say. But it's like, you just, first it's candy corn, now it's candy canes. Yeah. At Halloween, there's candy corn. At Christmas, candy canes. Like, why is that such a shock?
Yeah.
He just fucked up the line. Hi, how are you? when they mix up the...
Yeah. I guess I'll go with that. It would be something that Cole said for sure.
Yeah.
Best comment?
I'll go with the Graves Christmas vacation line.
Sure. Sweep it.
Yeah.
Worst match?
Holiday Havoc.
Holiday Havoc for sure. Super slow-mo. Lashley and Escobar.
Sure.
I just...
Yeah.
I don't know why... I don't understand why people cheer for Bobby Lashley.
He's horrible.
Is he a good wrestler?
No.
Is he good on the mic?
Worse.
So he's bad at both things?
Yes.
Like, the only time he's ever... The only time he's watchable is when he's a monster heel. Like when he had MVP talking for him and he beat the fuck out of Drew McIntyre. Hurt Lock, spear. He does the spear really well.
Yeah.
You know, that's like one thing he does well.
Now you add the Street Profits, two good talkers. This should be amazing.
Right.
When we saw this, we're like, finally,
Street Profits. This is so easy.
So easy.
It's so easy. Hey, MVP, what are you doing? Nothing? Oh, right, of course. Here, come along. Oh, we have to bring Omos? Fine. He'll say nothing and just punch people.
Omos,
is only good in these situations. He's the fifth guy in a group. Perfect. Stand there, look dumb,
so
and
act easy.
Like you're going to do something.
The Hurt Business, it's back. Lashley, Street Profits, MVP, and Omos to punch people.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, Omos never wrestles a match.
You know, Shelton Benjamin and what's the other guy's name? You know, they can hang around.
Cedric
too.
Alexander.
They can hang around too.
Yeah. They'd have to rehire Shelton.
Yeah.
But no, instead, we're just, Omos is going to come out the Rumble. Which and then Ron he's going to get eliminated doing? In 30 seconds.
What's Ron Simmons doing right now?
Nothing.
Yeah. Recreate the Nation of Domination.
I mean, he probably still works cool there. I don't know.
We are the nation. That comes out. Oh my God.
Anything.
Be amazing.
Just something.
Yeah.
Instead of this, like, we're a group, but not
what
really.
What are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best match?
KO, Carmelo.
KO and Hayes. Yeah. Same. Worst move?
Io putting the box on her, getting the box put on her head and wandering around instead of taking it off.
Belair hitting the KOD and then just laying there.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah.
Best move?
What did you have?
I had Owens going for the pop-up powerbomb, but then he turned it into the code breaker or the first 48 or whatever.
Sure.
That was cool. Worst moment?
Gotta be something in Holiday Havoc.
I had the Alba Fire. Like, who are you? Where have you been? Why are you here?
Why do you care?
Yeah. Like, months ago, remember, like, months ago, maybe even summertime, they had, like, video promos for, like, 3 weeks straight. They're like, we're coming.
Right.
This is you coming.
Yeah.
You came.
This is it.
This was a shitty load.
We made these presents in July, waiting for an opportunity.
Like, what? And then all this, just, like, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
They're going to lose to the Kabuki Warriors. And it's heel.
Right.
Ugh. Best moment?
I don't know. I mean,
like, even the opening segment, you know, wasn't great.
It wasn't great.
And neither was the closing segment.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
So nothing?
Nothing.
We'll go nothing.
Yeah.
Zip, nada. All right, that's all for awards. Now it's time for breaking news. So last week, The Rock posted on Instagram some photos of him meeting a kid for Make-A-Wish.
Sure.
And in the, you know, it was a long Instagram post. He put a lot of shit in there. But he said, I told him a little secret that may or may not involve some dude returning to WWE to lay the smackdown on all their candy asses. So he's saying that he told this Make-A-Wish kid his plans of, you know, like returning to the WWE. Which is more fucked up than you may
why
first realize.
Yeah.
Because it brought me back to... the Spider-Man cartoon in the 90s. You've seen this online too.
He's like,
where Peter's talking to some kid who's in a bed and you don't know where he is at first. And the kid, and Spider-Man's like, you know what? I'm going to tell you who I am. And he takes off his mask and goes, wow, it's Peter Parker. As if this fucking kid would know who Peter Parker is.
Some random guy.
And Spider-Man's like, you promise to keep it a secret? And he's like, yeah, Spider-Man, I won't tell anyone for the rest of my life. All right. And then he leaves and it's like a fucking hospital.
Hospital for the terminally ill, I think it says.
Yes.
So he's dying.
Yeah.
Probably that night.
Right.
Fucking old.
So Rock's like, hey, I told this kid and, you know, he promised he wouldn't tell anyone.
You think it was just like
it's horseshit. He didn't tell this kid shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Like, The Rock's just coming off more phony as the years go on.
Isn't that terrible?
It's just,
it's true, though.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's true.
It's just so weird.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not... Are you going to do it? If you're not... Stop teasing it.
You're not going to do it.
Yeah. Like, whatever. You don't have to do it. But if you're not going to do it, don't pretend like you're going to do it. You know?
Right.
Also, William Regal recently appeared in a video for NXT. This is the first time he's been on WWE television since AEW. He announced that his son, Charlie Dempsey, will be competing for All Japan Wrestling.
He appeared in an NXT video.
Yeah.
Saying his son's going to wrestle somewhere else.
Yes. Because his son signed to WWE.
Oh.
And it's the first time he's acknowledging that it is his son, even though everyone knew. But, like, WWE is doing some, I guess, cross promotion with All Japan Wrestling.
Gotcha.
So he's sending his son down there. And the reports are saying the reason why Regal wasn't used for War Games was because his 1-year non-compete clause with AEW just recently ended.
Well, yeah, you got to figure it's something like that.
Like, he's been with WWE, but he wasn't able to be on TV for a year.
Right.
Because remember, he helped MJF win.
Yeah.
That was last November.
Right.
And it's been a year now.
Yeah.
And that's why he didn't come out and say, War Games!
Next year, baby.
Next year, please.
Next year.
Yeah. That's all I have for news.
Okay.
So I guess we'll go to rumors.
Rumors!
Vince McMahon gets kicked out for sex allegations?
That happened!
But then he returns and takes back the company?
He did that!
And then Vince sells the company but stays in power?
Jesus! Oh my God!
And then Vince dyes his hair black and has a stupid mustache?
Confirmed!
So this is funny. I saw this today. This happens every once in a while.
Yeah.
Someone posts a rundown. They're like, look, the Royal Rumble rundown was leaked. And it's funny. Some people believe this. And I was like, I retweeted saying, like, if you think Triple H sent an email spoiling the entire Royal Rumble pay-per-view,
so you
might be a fucking mark. And then I put Jeff Foxworthy. So this is it. It's kind of funny because, you know, even though it's not real, this could very well happen. All of this could very well happen.
Okay.
Like, the person did a good job, at least. Yeah. So the matches, we have the Women's Royal Rumble, mm-hmm. Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens.
Yep.
Io Sky versus Shotzi.
Yep.
Judgment Day versus the Creed Brothers again.
Oh, yeah.
Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton. And then the Men's Royal Rumble. Yep. And here's why you can know it. You know it's not real, because it says Women's Royal Rumble match and Men's Royal Rumble match.
Right.
Yeah, no. So for the Women's Royal Rumble,
there's more.
We have the rundown of who's coming out.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch comes out first, followed by Nia Jax. Like, this is all stuff that could happen.
Yeah, 1 and 2, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Number 15 is Bayley. She's the winner. And she eliminates number 30, Sasha Banks, to win the Rumble. Like, that could happen.
Oh, shit.
You know?
Oh, damn.
This could all happen. It's funny. Let me see if there's any. Oh, it has Jade Cargill being number 26. I'd probably say no for that one. Oh, Deonna Purrazzo as like the free agent because she just ended with TNA.
Why is Tiffany Stratton in yellow?
NXT. Oh. I think it's like, which brand?
She's the only NXT that they're saying is coming.
Yeah.
They have 30 women? I guess they have 30 women.
Yeah. Well, Maxine Dupree is one of them.
Who's the one on the bottom that has, it's in white? Oh, Jade Cargill.
Jade Cargill.
Is she technically a...
Yeah, they haven't. Yeah, she hasn't signed anywhere yet.
Right.
So, again, I could definitely see that happen. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's probably the more likely scenario right now. So then for the Men's Royal Rumble, Jey Uso and Solo Sikoa started off. And then for the one legend that they have appearing, it's X-Pac.
Why hasn't he been in a Royal Rumble lately? Like, there's been so many legends.
Maybe he, like, ever since he almost, like, when he ripped his anus in half, remember that?
Yeah,
whatever. Maybe he can't wrestle anymore. If you don't have an anus, can you wrestle? We should look that up.
Sure.
Google that. Right. Can you wrestle without an asshole?
Minus asshole. Can you shit without an asshole?
Yeah. Number 10 is Cody Rhodes. He's the runner-up. Mm. And the winner is number 28, CM Punk.
Yeah.
Eliminating Cody Rhodes.
That'd be tough. But again, we think he's probably going to go heel.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe. Yeah. I think Punk could get away with eliminating Cody. I don't think Cody could get away with eliminating Punk.
I agree.
I think they would boo the fuck out of him.
I agree.
Through WrestleMania if he did that, you know?
Yeah, especially if you're going to run it back, right? Like, Cody wins again, and then Cody goes back to WrestleMania for the main event. Like, come on.
They have Gunther being number 30, which is funny because he was number 1 or 2 last year. He was number 1, right? Yeah, Gunther was 1.
1?
Yeah. So, like, it's clever because he was 1 last year and he's going to be 30 this year, you know? Like,
Right.
Whoever did this did a good job, but it's not real unless all this shit happens. But even if, like, booking. At this point, if it was real, like, they'd have to change it. But yeah, it's
keep
a good
job. Keep it on your phone.
It's a good job. Yeah, we could go back to it. And then also, PW Insider says Charlotte Flair is scheduled for surgery in early January, which gives her an estimated return around October.
Right.
You know, ACL, MCL, meniscus. And then Fightful reported that Charlotte recently signed a new contract with WWE, and it was one of the highest paid deals to a woman in WWE history, which that should come as no surprise. And then Fightful says that Sasha Banks wants more money than Charlotte to return to WWE. Which I believe, because, I mean, that's just good negotiating. All right, well, I'm coming back. You know, pay me more than her.
I guess, yeah.
Maybe she doesn't get it, but...
Right.
Everyone seems to think that Sasha's returning.
Right? Why wouldn't she?
You know? Unless she's stupid, you can go to the sinking ship, but...
Right.
And then PW Insider reports that Bayley re-signed with WWE for multiple years.
I really believe that they were going to do some kind of form of four horsewoman match. Didn't have to be at WrestleMania because you got titles on the line, but maybe by SummerSlam, I think they were... I mean, again, Damage Control's clearly slowly turning on Bayley.
Yeah.
And if Sasha comes back, you could do it. I think they still might.
They might just do 3v3.
Yeah, maybe. That would suck, though. You need all four.
But because
I'd rather
You'd rather see that than EO defend her title against, you know what I mean? Like
girl she's already fought.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Or even more than Bayley. You know, but that does feel like... There's a pay-per-view before, right? So there's Elimination Chamber, so they could have the six-way match or the six-woman tag there.
Yeah. Charlotte tore everything in her knee. Is there any chance that it was overdone on purpose for us to think that she will be fine by then?
I mean, that'd be August cool. would be 8 months,
I'd be
right?
fine with that. You can August do that for any... August. Well, I'm saying if they faked it to where it wasn't really that bad to make us think that that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And then she comes out. You know,
maybe
that'd be cool.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Yeah. All right, that's all for rumors, so it's trivia time.
I thought this one was really interesting. See if you get it. I'm only going to let you answer it in 5 seconds, though. You only have 5 seconds.
Okay.
No. Who is the only WWE champion in the last decade to never be in a stable?
Okay. WWE specifically?
Yeah.
The last decade. All right, so let's see. Roman Reigns. Bray Wyatt. Goldberg.
Was it more than 10 years ago? Oh, never be in a stable. I think he was technically in the NWO, wasn't he? Because it's not him.
He was...
The answer's
obvious. Maybe because he was only Universal Champion.
Oh, he was never WWE? He was always Universal? 21?
He was Universal, then he was the World Heavyweight Champion. I don't think he was ever WWE, so maybe that's why.
Okay.
WWE Champion.
Double E.
Well, Brock Lesnar was never in the stable.
Yeah.
He was
that's
just,
good, though. Like 10
he was
years
the Paul Heyman guy.
Of guys that were at least in stables.
Yeah, right.
Which tells you how great stables are.
That's true.
Stupid asses.
Right. Schmuck. That's funny.
There you go.
Alrighty. Let's do some fan questions.
Yeah.
Axe, rank these moments 1 through 5 without knowing what comes next. Well, I'll let you do it since I'm reading it.
Okay.
Okay. Rank these moments from 1 through 5.
Yep.
Without knowing what comes next.
Yep.
Sammy and Kevin hug it out.
Oh, like they've already happened. I thought these were like future. That's 2, man.
2. Okay.
That's got to be up there.
EO successfully cashes in, becomes women's champ.
Oh, that's really good. Fuck. 3.
CM Punk returns to WWE.
Again, I thought it was overhyped because he already returns. I'm going to go 4. I mean, it was cool, but I can't make it 1.
Jay pins Roman.
5.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
Joe and Eric witnessing Roman Reigns beating Cody Rhodes.
That is 100. I guess Punk should have been 1, probably.
Right. I think
and
so.
And then J4, yeah.
I mean, you could even say Sammy and Kevin hugging it out was 1.
I almost put it as 1, because that was just a great moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. Fosse32, Jackie Redmond best dressed this week? Yikes. I don't even... Oh, that was on the Raw recap show, which I didn't...
Oh.
I don't remember what she wore. I like fast forward through it. So
got it.
But does she wear like a big ribbon or something? I don't know. Jason Dearham, hey, less questions. Looks like Joe got his Christmas wish.
Well, do we know? Is it less questions?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan's I think a lot of, like, again, a lot of our fans didn't know we were recording, and it is the day after Christmas. Hulk Hogan's brother, just want to thank you, brothers, for getting me through this year. It's been a tough one, but not as tough as you guys watching hours of bullshit and making some amazing content. Are any of you looking forward to anything in 2024? Happy holidays. Like, anything wrestling related or just anything?
I'm sure wrestling. I'm looking forward to Roman not having a title anymore.
No. They said 2024, not 2027. Breaks Bruno's record.
I mean,
I'm excited to go to Philly. You know,
I still have never been.
And I'm excited to see Punk and Seth. Yeah.
Yep.
The game of games. That's hilarious. 1 through 10. How would you rate 2023 wrestling wise compared to other years? Well, it can't be good. I mean, we shit on the show every week.
And technically last year was when the Sammy stuff really went down, right? When did he finally turn?
No, was that the Rumble? Royal Rumble.
Oh, so we can count it as this year.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
Right. There was
Cody
some...
winning the Rumble was part of that.
Yeah.
Oh,
Sammy,
man.
And Kevin hugging out.
What happened at the... Oh, yeah, just Roman got pinned at SummerSlam, but didn't really lose anything.
It's not one of the worst years, that's no. for sure.
Right.
You know?
I'd go, like, if I had to rate all years ever, it's probably, like, just below mid.
Mm-hmm.
Just below mid-level.
So, like, a 4?
Like a 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go 5, I guess.
All right.
You know?
All right.
Because, again, yeah, there's some great moments, but there's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
A lot of shit.
Right.
Especially when you watch every show.
Right.
Every week. You know?
Right, right.
That's the problem. But, like, you know, it's way better than the fucking COVID year, the Thunderdome bullshit.
Yeah.
Better than some years.
Right.
Cedric LaRouche, follow-up of Jonathan's question, what's your worst moment of 2023? I mean, you could say Roman retaining at Mania.
For me, 100%. I was so angry.
It's got to be up there.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. Well, that's why you guys have to vote. You know, it's funny. Usually when we do these, the fans voting on the worst and best moments of 2023, it's usually everyone only remembers like the last few months of the year. So maybe I'll post some link, you know, some list, and then people can choose from that.
Yeah.
Jonathan Smith, because there's matches that we saw in the beginning of the year that you forget about because it's been so long.
Of course.
Jonathan Smith.
If you add Sammy's drama at the end of the Rumble match between Roman and KO, holy fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Again, that was like a mafia like hit.
Oh, God.
That whole thing. It was crazy. Yeah. Since WWE is doing a best of 2023 for Raw and SmackDown, what do you guys think are the top 5 best moments of the year? Yeah, again... We're going to do those awards on the next podcast, so we'll figure all that out. Kimbo, can you do a bracket of worst celebrity appearances? You know, it's funny. I think someone made that.
Oh.
We do have that bracket.
We just haven't done it yet.
We just haven't done it yet.
Worst celebrity appearances?
Okay, it's not here. I have to find
best
it.
Best boobs.
Yeah, someone made a best boobs. But no, someone did make it. If you're listening and you made that bracket, resend it to me, please. Because clearly it got lost in the shuffle.
Yep.
But it's interesting. Yeah.
That'd be interesting. There's yeah.
It'd be funny. Steven with a V. It might be best celebrity thing, you know, but still, you could probably do it either way.
No, I mean, you would think of more worst ones. What's the Jersey Shore girl's name?
Snooki.
Snooki was in one.
So that's the winner.
Trump, you know, like there's been so many bad ones.
So many. Stephen with a V, podcast trivia question for anyone. What was the first ever impression Andrew did on the podcast?
I'm guessing it's not Stone Cold.
Macho Man, Hulk Hogan, or Shawn Michaels?
Hulk Hogan. Is there an answer?
He says Macho Man.
Okay.
He says, Joe was talking about how bad of an actress Miss Elizabeth was
Did
after
I say that?
Macho Man proposed to her
And she said in a trembling voice, oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was like, will you marry me?
Oh, yeah. Fuck. It was bad.
Amraj, future Patreon debate episode ideas. Crash Holly was better than Tess. Fuck yes. I'll take Crash Holly all day long. Pancakes should not be cut into little squares before consumption.
Well, that's just true.
We would need whoever argues with Eric. We'd have to bring in someone else who's unbiased,
right?
Because obviously it would just be. And then a Sugarland duck could carry Danny DeVito.
I mean, yes,
that's yeah. So there you go.
I mean, they're like this.
I like all those. Those are good.
Yep.
They could be on one debate. PCJ, was there a Raw last night? Anyway, so Tamina retired from wrestling. Oh yeah, that's right. She did say that. Tamina announced her retirement. And no one cares.
Hall of Fame?
Well, as long as The Rock, you know, hey, can you put Tamina in the Hall of Fame? Are you going to wrestle this year? Maybe. If you put her in the Hall of Fame.
Good enough.
Yeah. Can't hurt your chances.
Can't hurt your chances.
And then he puts her in. He's like, no, I'm not doing it. But you said. I said it couldn't hurt your chances.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Come on. What are the chances WWE completely forgot she was even still employed? I'm betting there was a glitch and they fixed it. She never stopped receiving her paycheck and things worked out naturally.
Right.
I bet she's still getting paid again just because of The Rock. They probably give her something.
Some Legends contract, yeah.
Yeah. It was funny because, like, remember like a year or two ago, The Rock surprised her with a new house? It was like she couldn't afford a house?
Yeah. How little were they paying her?
It's like he's helping this poor woman. She's a WWE superstar.
Former champ. No. Wait, is she the
She's
only
like
one?
The only one.
Oh my God.
The only one that was there for so long.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Because she was so bad and they knew it. Yeah. But she's the cousin of The Rock.
Right.
Dashing Dan, Push Fire Barry, these wrestlers as a fun, believable Santa Claus for kids. Rikishi, Mark Henry, Dusty Rhodes.
Oh no.
Push Dusty Rhodes.
I guess. He's just silly and more like laughable and fun.
And then that's tough because Rikishi might show his ass and like
oh, we gotta
stink
push
face.
Yeah,
kids.
Mark Henry's round in the right places.
Yeah.
Sure.
So fire Rikishi.
He can carry like 15 kids.
Yeah.
Be fun.
Uncle Saudi, just saw Iron Claw. It was really good. Excited to see if you all review it.
Mm-hmm.
We still want to see that soon. And holy shit, though, we need to talk about the guy that played Ric Flair. Because that guy should never act ever again.
Let's do it in the review.
He should never act again.
It's so
that was the worst Ric Flair impression of all time.
I mean, I would have rather have Jay Lethal do it. Who cares?
So many, they're like Jay Lethal, Will Ferrell from Eastbound and Down.
Oh, Eastbound and Down, right.
When
right.
he fucking played Ric Flair as
basically,
a
yeah.
car salesman.
Right.
Will
Sasso figure it out.
Also, people mentioned who was in there that's a wrestler that was in the movie? MJF!
Right.
Could you imagine if MJF played Ric Flair in this movie?
Oh my God.
Instead of basically getting cut from the movie?
You know what would be weird? I gotta look it up. I think yeah. he's still alive. Maybe
Ric Flair?
Yeah.
Who cares how old? He looked old when in the 70s he looked old.
They
put
some
makeup on him and fucking.
Yeah,
you could, like, someone else said you could de-age him.
Right.
Or just play the audio. Like,
right.
you don't have to show this asshole trying to do a Ric Flair. How right. the fuck? The people that made this movie, you have to be wrestling fans, right?
Of course.
So how could you see that and be like, okay, I guess we're done. Yep. Lock it.
I'm Ric
it's
Flair.
Good.
Woo.
He's like, whoa.
No, it's whoa. Not whoa.
People are like, no, they couldn't say woo because of the cop. It's like, dude, it's... Then you can't make any movie about real people.
No.
His name's Ric Flair in the movie.
Right.
They just couldn't have wooings in the movie. That's all.
Wooings.
Wooings.
Hey, Rick, how much have you made from all this woo stuff?
I get money? Nothing. People did say, aside from that scene, they said it was great.
No, that's good.
Tony Khan.
Thanks, guys.
Who gets you hard first, Abaddon or Awesome Kong?
Who's Abaddon? Oh, that weird,
she's
crazy,
like that
sick
zombie.
One? Yeah. No.
Well, when Abaddon, I've seen Abaddon without the makeup, and she looks like a normal person.
All right, so go over.
So I guess Abaddon.
Sure.
Awesome Kong is still Awesome Kong. Yeah.
Not so, awesome. No. That's karma, right? Same person?
Yeah. Yes. Ethan, push, protect. Push, protect, Fireberry.
Hold on, hold on. Push, protect.
Yeah. What does that even mean? I don't know.
Fireberry, go.
Funniest podcast moments of 2023.
Okay.
Vince dyeing his hair. Wow. Okay. JBL's poker tournament at Raw 30. I forgot about that.
Oh my God.
Remember, the whole thing got ruined. And then after the commercial break, JBL's like, it was a great success. All the money was stolen.
Right.
From you, the bookie.
That's right.
What are you talking about?
That's right.
Home improvement music and soundboard button. I mean, my God.
This is so good. This is art.
And then walkie-talkie segment. I mean, that's just...
The walkie-talkie segment was the most fun I've had in 20 years.
I mean, they're all so good. I don't know if I could do this.
I don't think I could either.
Even the Vince dying, the hair was when you...
You probably have to fire that.
Yeah.
Out of the list of those, I think the walkie-talkies is push. And then maybe protect.
Home improvement.
Barry, JBL, and Fire Vince.
This is not fun because these were all great.
This is great, great moments.
These, you just named the top four moments.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
So there you go. That is all for fan questions. We should ask our fans, like, what's your favorite moment of the podcast for the year, too? That's a good point. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. You can also get a
thanks guys
t-shirt at bonfire.com/thanks guys and become a supporter of the show. Get all the bonus content, weekly AEW recaps. We have so many brackets. We have another bonus podcast coming soon. Go sign up at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And we'll see you next year. Unless you're on Patreon. See you Thursday.
All right.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh, no.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.